This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Let me stab you with a butcher knife.
Hills are filled with fire.
Thanks for bringing me in and giving me a job.
Our Muslims, oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're so sweet.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're so sweet. You know, they're going to rue the day they made that piece over to Super Deluxe. I haven't checked today. It was like 10 million views yesterday. But, you know, that's not a big deal, 10 million views. Paul and I used to, on Facebook, just about 6 months ago, have videos with 15, 25, 35, 37 million views. And then I did a video about it, and they just went, boop, 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 and got rid of like 25 videos. Just because they don't like us having those trophies. It doesn't matter. It still happened. It still went on. And again, it's not about us having the most views. But despite all they're trying to do to block us, they can't block you. And 90% of the comments are more on Super Deluxe, on Facebook, on YouTube. I mean, I got to admit, I spent hours reading them because they're so good to watch the leftist converting and going, I hated Alex Jones. I believed all the hype. But I went to his show and actually listened to it, and it's great. Why did I believe it? And I go to these people's handles. I've checked like 50 of them. I mean, literally. They have got long-term globalist, minion, trendy backgrounds. These aren't people trolling saying, I used to be a liberal or a trendy, now I'm not. It's people saying, man, I finally went and listened to Alex Jones, and I love this guy. That's victory. And just on Facebook, they tell me now, on one version, 7.1 million views. As of Saturday, they said they had 2 million downloads at Super Deluxe. Who knows what it is now? And on YouTube, it's in the millions. So you add all that together, it's well over 10 million right now. And again, the reason it's important is it's not normally our demographic of libertarians, conservatives, people that don't live in mommy's basement. A lot of the comments I saw were, it's true, I've been in my mom's basement, I'm 30, I want out of it. 92% or 93% of Hillary voters, you can Google it, of SJWs, that's mainstream news, 93%, like 92.7. In fact, people won't believe me, just type it in. 92%+ of SJWs live with their parents is the headline. And they did surveys. And it's just incredible to see them saying, I'm breaking the conditioning. It's amazing. It's true. I want out of my mommy's basement. And it's okay if you live in your parents' basement. A lot of folks do it to save money or whatever. In this economy, I can't blame you. It's just that with conservatives and libertarians, it's like 5%. But let's go out to break again with the EU saying they're going to shuttle the Muslims in with a new Coast Guard, which they'll also use to harry and harass EU shipping. Here it is.
Migration, Amnesty International, and other human rights organizations have accused the Coast Guards for abusing the migrants and detainee centers. Are you aware of this, and did you discuss about it? Thank you.
You'll not kiss my booty now.
This is exactly the reason why we are working to guarantee that they have access to these centers where living conditions
we will bring more in, of course. It'll be nice
to improve
for you.
The living conditions
oh, of
the
that's
migrants,
so good.
Protect their lives
oh,
and
that's
their rights.
So sweet.
As I said, actually, as High Commissioner Grandi said, and I share his words, to change the very same logic of detention.
Oh, to change the logic.
Which is not the logic.
You're
of
a collapsing,
Union,
no one come for tourism. Roads shut down, Muslims robbing, raping
and
everywhere.
To assist.
We bring more and we assist.
Already inside
and then the Navy will control the Navy. The nation states have their own navies.
But also
and so they're saying the nation states are shipping our preciouses back.
About that.
We will stop that.
We
will bring our invasion friends in to help dominate you.
Migrants that manage.
I will wear burqa. My daughter will have her wee-wees chopped off.
Of men and
it
women
is liberal. We come right back.
That nobody.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 20 minutes or so, former congressman, medical doctor, really the granddaddy of the whole modern nationalist reawakening movement, Ron Paul is our guest. And all over the world, the libertarian constitutional reawakening of Barry Goldwater, and then right through to Ronald Reagan to a certain extent, and then, of course, Ron Paul has been absolutely amazing. So it's such an exciting time to be alive. So Ron Paul is down in South Texas. There's a big thunderstorm coming in, and their power just went out. So as soon as they're able to reconnect, we will do that with them. They were literally like about to come on live with us, and they said, thunderstorm overhead, and then knocked the power out. So looks like Imperial troops have entered the base, but we will try to get hook back up with the former congressman here in a moment to talk about the big picture and what's happening around the country and around the world. But look at this. Look at this headline. Tourism up under Trump collapses in Europe following terror and migrant invasion. And I was making the point that there are seven unvetted nations that have failed governments. And Somalia hasn't had a real government in decades. It's beyond something out of, you know, dystopic sci-fi Road Warrior films. And every day or two, a Somali stabs somebody in Europe or the U.S. or Canada, or attacks somebody because they're not wearing a burqa, or beats somebody up because they're drinking beer. Or there's a new case of a woman walking her dogs. Breitbart has an article, and then she gets attacked because they said the dogs are unclean. I actually once was walking my dog in a park when I was in college, and a Muslim came over and said dogs were unclean. I thought it was a joke. There it is, dog walker hospitalized after attacked by Somalian migrant who said dogs are unclean. So every time I report on Somalis attacking people and not being integrated into our society, I'm going to play the clip that the media made fun of where I said, oh, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too.
Somalis, we love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're so sweet. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. But tourism up under Trump collapses in Europe. It's down 80-something percent in the last decade, and most of that is in just the last few years. Now, you have to ask yourself, why are they sacrificing everything, tourism, sovereignty, on the backs of this? Why is the EU military announcing it's going to take over the nation states? Because it's unelected, and the people want out of it. Why is the EU bureaucracy announcing they're going to create a new Coast Guard? That's a navy to stop the nation states of Europe that occasionally send back the boats coming across the Mediterranean and then land the people back in North Africa or back in the Middle East. Well, I played part of the clip. I'm going to play it all right now. EU foreign policy chief wants European Coast Guard to protect migrants. So the European Coast Guard is going to get in there with the other navies and make sure, because they openly criticize in the press conference, they say some of these EU countries aren't being nice enough to the Islamic invaders that the EU has been advertising to invade Europe. So you have the EU openly aiding it to bring down Europe, and that's what the Hungarian and the Romanian presidents and the Polish presidents and now other presidents are saying. Bill Gates said it's an invasion of Europe. That's what's going on. And Soros funds the 100-foot Zodiac boats 24 hours a day. They go back and forth bringing them in. And they throw people out of their own houses. They have video of it. And put the illegals into their houses. So let's go ahead and go to that clip from the press conference. The foreign policy chief of the European Union said at a press conference that Frontex, European Coast Guard, should protect migrants attempting to cross the Mediterranean and North Africa and the Middle East to Europe. There you go. Protect them from the nation states. Oh, you want to get out of the EU? You never voted to enter it? We're going to invade you with the military. And we're going to start by confronting your ships. The EU is a hostile power now over Europe. Here's the clip.
Migration, Amnesty International and other human rights organizations have accused the Coast Guards for abusing the migrants and sending to unknown detainee centers. Are you aware of this and did you discuss about it? Thank you.
This is exactly the reason why we are working so much with the IOM and the UNHCR to guarantee that they have access to these centers where living conditions appear to be inhuman, to improve the living conditions of the migrants, to protect their lives and their rights. As I said, actually as High Commissioner Grandi said, and I share his words, to change the very same logic of detention, which is not the logic the European Union or the UN system follows, and to assist the stranded migrants, which are already inside Libya, in all possible ways, in humanitarian terms, but also with assisted voluntary.
Please. The UN goes into Burma and slaughters 10,000 people for their land. They go into Africa and do the same thing. But again, they're saying the EU and the UN work together under the framework against the nation states of Europe. And they're, quote, not following our system. So they're going to show you how to follow their system. They're going to advertise that Europe's open. They're going to advertise there's free money, free housing, and free women. That's advertised. They're going to bring them in and let Islamic clerics lead them to not assimilate, just like Linda Sarsour says, and then to carry out jihad. And they call it sexual jihad, raping women. And then EU dirtbags like Peter Sutherland and his minions are going to quarterback the whole operation. Here it is.
We have, and I have personally heard from migrants that managed to cross, stories of slavery, inhuman conditions of men and women, in particular women, that nobody should not only leave, but nobody should even listen to. So the work the European Union is doing with the UN agencies, with the international NGOs, is exactly to protect the migrants, try to protect the migrants, and we are asking our Libyan friends to help us helping the international organizations to have full access to improve the living conditions.
Okay, so there you have the EU saying of European countries, don't pick up Muslims from Africa and the Middle East coming across the Mediterranean, that their ships are going to start stopping them and then helping the Muslims come into Europe under the UN auspices. This is the UN and the EU taking over Europe. Now, former Congressman Ron Paul has been warning of global government for decades, and now it's here. And as Europe tries to pull out of the EU, and as European countries try to reassess their sovereignty, the EU is threatening to march in their EU military, and it's beginning with their EU Navy saying they're going to start basically stopping the ships from returning people. This is outrageous. This is a great place to start with Ron Paul. Mr. Paul, you warned of this a long time ago, Doctor.
Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised. It was set up. A lot of people even predicted this way back in 1945 when they started this mess. But, you know, in a way, it's similar to what we fight here at home, because most of the sovereignty was supposed to be left with the states and not with the federal government. But we fight that all the time, and we've been losing that battle. They run everything at the federal level. But now federal governments, and right now we're talking about European governments, they have sacrificed too much of their liberties. And it wasn't an accident. It wasn't an unintended consequence. It was an intended consequence of the people like Soros and the other individuals who believe in world government. But the big problem is it's not a voluntary world government. It's a world government based on authoritarianism and ruthlessness and control and the destruction of the sovereignty of the individual as well as the individual countries. And that's what we're facing today. It's going to get a lot worse. But it's great that some of these countries are finally saying, hey, maybe we ought to stand up to this. But it's not going to go away easily.
I know you're not about getting credit, but people have to realize that being one person in the right against a sea of lies ends up historically being effective, and people should really take heart how far we've come exposing authoritarian crony capitalism and globalism, the true force on this planet. Back when you first went to Congress in the 80s for a stint, and later back in the 90s, you routinely didn't get any co-sponsors. Now many of your bills have passed. Most people know the Federal Reserve is quasi-public-private. They're aware of all this. Take Dr. Michael Kaufman that died last month. He was the first person to expose Agenda 21 and global zoning and global standards being created by corporations to control nation states. All of that now being exposed. Trump pulling out of the carbon tax, the climate accords, the TPP. Can you speak as a true visionary trailblazer about where you see the state of the world now and the positives?
I think we're coming to a climactic end, and it's going to be very dangerous. But the ducks are lining up. The people are realizing how their liberties are being undermined. The Europeans want to be Europeans, and they don't want to be run by international governments. So I think if you just look casually at the political situation around the world, it looks like we haven't accomplished much. We're worse off than ever. But if you look at what I think you were alluding to is the intellectual fight going on, the ideological fight. And that's where we're having influence. Many people know that I speak a lot on college campuses, and in spite of the reports you get from college campuses how bad cultural Marxism is, there's still a lot of people on the campus, a lot of young people who are starting to realize they're paying these bills. And it's a wake-up call for the young people, too, because they're getting out with all they have by living up to this. They're getting out with all this debt. But I think we're living at a time like it was like the Soviets were ending in the 80s, and it was coming to an end, but nobody believed the Soviet system could collapse overnight and have an amazing change. And yet I think we're at the end of this interventionism, this world empire making, you know, Keynesian economics, central banking, and the more difficult it gets for those who are in charge, the more ruthless they get. So we have a big battle ahead of us. We're in the midst of the battle, but I think we win because their system doesn't work. That's why we beat communism, not because we had more nukes and not because we had a nuclear war. It was a totally failed system, and I think those who are defending what we have today are defending a system that they can't salvage. That's why there's a stalemate in Congress. They haven't given up on it. They think they can tinker around with government medicine, not realizing that the end is here, and the sooner we recognize that, the better. But I think that's where we're winning, but we have a ways to go.
I agree. It's the best of times, worst of times. The political elites have dug in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in Latin America, and in here, from Venezuela, you know, what we see happening in Nigeria, to what's happening in the Middle East, to what's happening in the UK, and the empire of corrupt crony capitalism is striking back, allied with radical Islam, allied with other collectivist models, but it's failing. So when we hear we have the most unproductive Congress in 164 years, it was good to be unproductive blocking Obama. Now that Trump is trying to repeal Obamacare with your son, Senator Paul, and is trying to cut taxes and is trying to, in my view, to, you know, save the economy, they are really being obstructionists and have their heels dug in. I mean, is that basically what I got from what you said?
Yeah, that's it. But I think where we're weakest and where we don't do the best job is we know what's wrong, we know what has to go, and there's a good group speaking out against it. But what is not readily apparent is what do you substitute for it? And that's why we have to emphasize the principles of liberty and making this an individual thing. And liberty comes to individuals. And what are the principles of private property and sound money? So the substitute, you know, most people in this country know that Obamacare failed. It is failed. And no matter whether they leave it there or not, it's always going to fail. But we don't have enough people in the country willing to, you know, they don't understand and realize if they want good medical care, they have to, you know, admit the truth. Government medical care, like Obamacare, just doesn't work. So our biggest job is to make it very clear what we believe in and what we need, and also that you can't tinker with what we have. If you and I were in charge of the Federal Reserve, we can't do any better in charge of the Federal Reserve. We want to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Exactly.
Tell them why you have markets. So you don't want better you know, managers. I remember in high school they used to talk about all we need is a businessman ahead of the post office, and we're still talking about that. We need a businessman running medical care. No, we don't need bureaucrats.
No, we don't need $1.48 going to Bezos for every package he ships from taxpayers to undercut the rest of the free market. We need him to sink or swim. And behind all these big giant monopolies, we always find government backing it up. It's totally disgusting. Like Carlos Slim, a foreigner making $10 billion in profit in the 8 years of Obama on the stinking Obama phone. Dr. Paul, let me ask you this question then. I agree intellectually there is a firestorm of awakening as collectivism again proves it's a nightmare scenario, and as people that bought into it find out it's a fraud. But what about the new talking point that I've seen from Congressman Quigley, I've seen from Congresswoman Maxine Waters, I've seen it from all of them. I even heard Howard Stern randomly. I was tuning to the dial yesterday, and he said, you don't talk to Russians, and no one's allowed to talk to them. The new talking point is, quote, Bob Baer said it on CNN. They're all saying it. If you talk to a Russian, period, you're a spy and should be arrested. I mean, that is a new word-for-word talking point, with CNN having hosts saying, quote, we're at war with Russia. We need to, you know, attack them. There is this hysteria where the dying globalist program is pointing at you and me, and they've said this about you, Trump, that we somehow get our orders from the Russians. This is so dangerous. Where is this going? It's globalism that's the outside force, isn't it?
Yes, and these are the same people who condemn us for even saying that we ought to at least trade with and talk with a country like Russia. These are the same people who love the Soviets. You know, this group of people you mentioned, they champion the Soviets. You know, we were close allies in many things, and even in that system, I don't think that Kennedy did the wrong thing when we had the confrontation over Cuba, that they at least talked, that we didn't exchange nuclear weapons. There are times when you do talk to even some of these bad people, but that's, we're not dealing with the Soviets. They're accusing us of talking to Russians as if they are worse than the Soviets, and they're just very fearful. They're losing and they're thrashing out, and they have to they can't defend their positions because they're totally failing. So they have to destroy our viewpoints and showing that we don't care. We don't care about poor people. We don't care about sick people, and that's all they have. But if we can present our case in a very positive fashion, what should be substituted for what we have, because there will, well, we already have the vacuum. That is the problem. There's a vacuum out there in Washington, and it's just a struggle for power, and that's why some of the Republican leadership are pretty weak. I mean, they don't offer much difference because, you know, you've seen the Republicans over these many decades. Just think back when we had prescription drug program, we had a complete Republican.
Sure, the Republican leadership helped write Obamacare, and of course, as a medical doctor, you've exposed that with precision. In the last few minutes we have, sir, looking big picture then, you've traveled the world, we see the libertarian awakening in Eastern Europe that, again, you helped start, not trying to blow smoke at you. We've been over there, our reporters have been there, you're a rock star over in Europe. That signifies that humanity really wants freedom, and the more people have been under communism or socialism, the more they recognize that the American free market system, never fully realized, is still much better than what we face. So rallying the troops out there, I think what you're saying is we're at a crossroads, there's a vacuum, every person has to be more involved in than ever, waking people up, being engaged, supporting independent media like Ron Paul Liberty Report and what you're doing, and understanding we're turning the tide, but we're in a very, very dangerous climate because the authoritarians are cornered and are flailing.
Yeah, and I think that if people are offered, and I know this for young people, if they're offered freedom and responsibility and prosperity and peace, they're going to accept it. But I saw a write-up the other day of a poll made that I was fascinated with because I believe it to be true, that just one of the many reasons why Hillary lost was the fact that she was construed as a militant, an authoritarian who was a promoter of war, and that Trump came across much better because he says, why do we have to provoke Russia? You know, and I don't like it when he sort of drifts away from that position, but he was the one that represented those of us who...
Well, sure, they're bullying him back into that. That's why they're saying the new talking point is we're not allowed to even talk to Russia beyond even the worst Cold War. Then let me ask you this. Pulling back, where do you expect this authoritarianism to go? Because it's only intensifying.
Yeah, well, that's hard to tell, but I think we're more likely to see a lot of violence before we see the acknowledgement that our side is winning, and they will start backing off. So I think the whole thing has to come down. So they never fixed communism. It had to collapse. So I think our system has to collapse, and that's why people should be prepared. And there's all ways of being prepared, you know, for your own safety and your own
I agree. We've only got a minute left. Two quick questions. Do you think the EU will go down before the United States, being more socialist, A? And B, it seems like he's not perfect, but you know he's embattled right now and is carrying the flag, and, you know, to some extent for Americana. It seems like you've warmed a little bit more to Trump.
You know, I think that the Europeans will go down, whether they dissolve. I think that what they'll do is reestablish their countries again. I always argued when they were starting the EU was I don't see how it could work, because I thought, well, you know, it's not, at least we had one, we were supposed to at one time have one language. But over there, I never thought the Italians would get along with the Spanish and this sort of thing. And instead of recognize their individuality,
sure,
they were going to push.
They don't have a shared ethos. What about Trump?
I always predicted. Well, I, I think Trump is up against the wall because the authoritarians are there. I'm afraid that the neocons are still in style, and he has a few people in his administration that I don't particularly trust because I think they're too close to the neocons. But it's going to be up to him to make the decision, and even though that he might have to give in to them a little bit, he has to stand firm. But they're all around him. They're every place, and you can't cave in to the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Exactly. Ron Paul, thank you.
That's what he has been in. That's
powerful.
Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This hour brought to you by Lime Flavored Topo Chico with natural lime essence and naturally carbonated water from a spring in the Mexican mountains. Actually, just brought this bottle in here because it matches the background. I was drinking and I thought, why have it down here? Why not just show the magic bottle? Brought to you by Topo Chico. Bom, 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 bom. Riding the desert. Happy Topo Chico. It goes right to heaven in my belly. I Because they're going to have some fun with that. I'm like feeding the meme people now. I have to suckle them. All right, let me stop right there. By the way, Topo Chico is not a sponsor. They ought to be. I first drank this in Mexico like 20 years ago, and it's been in Texas about 10 years. But the lime was never here and popular about 5 years ago, and now you can get it everywhere. This is the best drink ever right here. I probably drink 10 of these a day. Anyway, so stop that now. Let's get serious here, ladies and gentlemen. That was a powerful Ron Paul interview, wasn't it? One reason I've been in a better mood is I've 100% quit drinking. 100%. And I'm quite a ways into no drinking. And I've been exercising more. And I, even though I'm not a heavy drinker, I think drinking messes up my sleep patterns. And so I just sleep better when I don't drink, period. And I exercise better. So that's one reason I'm being a little bit goofy is this is what happens when I'm completely 100% sober. Not that I drink on air, but you know what I mean. It affects your neurological systems. If you drink a bottle of wine at night, the next day you got a headache, you're kind of grumpy. You have brain fog, even if you are taking Brain Force and BioTrue Selenium from InfoWarsLife.com. You see, this is what my voice really sounds like now. Unless I kind of talk fast and try to talk in a higher pitch voice, then it kind of sounds like this, which is scary. Because I'm wondering what my voice is going to sound like someday. Sometimes at night now, I'll be out at an event or out at friends' houses, and they'll say, does it hurt when you talk? Because by nighttime, my voice is really toad-like. So we may get to the point where I'm communicating on air like, who's the physicist, Stephen Hawking, who talks to the robot? Maybe we'll just do that. Hell, they're already giving the troops brain chips. I reported on that like 15 years ago. People didn't believe it, and sure enough, it came out. The exact type of brain chips we were talking about were being rolled out. First as, quote, anti-PTSD and then anti-depression. But the truth is they're just getting everybody ready for biomechanical soldiers. And the CIA has even admitted to the Washington Post through cartoons and popular culture. They're preparing everyone for a microchip future. And suddenly, from Fox News to ABC News, we have news clips where they go, soon everyone will have a microchip. That's just the way it is. Just like, oh, everything you're doing is being surveilled. Your appliances are watching and listening to you. But that makes Alex Jones even more kooky that he predicted it all specifically exactly as it would happen. And I'd love to give myself credit that I had a big, fat, juicy Palantir or crystal ball or Oracle's orb in my hands, but I didn't. In 1977, the Pentagon developed a plan that was declassified in 2000, was reclassified in 2002. I put it in my book, Descent into Tyranny, free online, now out of print. And they said to save the Earth and finally have no more crime, we're going to get everybody progressively into computers and then smaller devices and then brain implants and retinal implants. And then finally, we will live in tanks from birth, and our own body heat will heat the computer systems as batteries, and we will all live a virtual reality life. You may have heard of that. It's called The Matrix. It came out in 1999. That was art imitating a DARPA plan, not the other way around. We're not imitating art now with this stuff coming out. This was always the plan and was cooked up. And I'm not saying we're going to specifically go that way, but that's what they have cooked up. They have all these articles about, oh, in 1,000 years you'll live in a tank and have an avatar virtual body. No, they plan to do it as soon as they can. They've already got robots that are controlled by your cerebral cortex and the rest of it, but they plan to then convince you to live in a tank and then have that transfer. Because, you know, the tank will have a lower carbon footprint. See, they want to herd you into the carbon footprint, and then you will opt into going into the tank because there'll be all these tax incentives and things if you do. And then you'll have access to all the computer programs and things. It'll give you unlimited ecstasy and unlimited VR. And that's why Time Warner has a slogan through their trendy division. They know nobody's watching CNN anymore. So they have come out and they have things like Super Deluxe, where they say their slogan is, nothing's real, it's all virtual reality. Telling you that this universe isn't real, that something else created it. There is no God, but something superhuman created this, and the mathematical and radio telescopes show in the dark matter, there's an outside force many times more powerful, holding all of this together and holding gravity artificially in place. And that the elites want to have you break out of the VR by entering their new universe. I think somebody I read about before was in a reality and wanted to break away and create their own reality and said, I am God, I am more beautiful, I am greater. And God said, oh, really? You're stuck on this planet. And I'm going to put myself back to day one. I'm going to put a creature on the planet in my image. I'm going to put you up against my larva. And let's see if you can beat the larval form of God. If you want to go from a scientific perspective, that's what the elites actually believe. They believe Lucifer is the advanced God. It's giving them the off-world technology to build their breakaway civilization. But they've got to kill all of us first because we're profane and ugly and bad. Our fellow humans believe they have to merge with machines and merge with animals and merge with other life to create the super creature that AI is going to weave together. And that once they've done that, they will then have this breakaway transcendent moment, and then they'll become God. When what is really going on is hiding in plain view right there in every ancient text, not just the Bible. So, breakaway creation tells the creator, I'm God, I'm going to overthrow you. And God says, you can't even overthrow something made in my image. You can't even overthrow people running around in caves. Let's see how it works out with them. And now you see what they built to try to capture us. This prison on this planet. But the devil couldn't even build himself. He had to get us to build our own cage. But because we built our own cage, we built back doors into it. Lucifer thinks he built back doors. We subconsciously built back doors. You think the devil knows he was just sent here to test us? No, they're too arrogant. You see the spirit of the devil in the enemy. They're too arrogant to ever admit they're being beaten. They're too arrogant to ever admit they're up against intelligences hundreds of times more powerful than theirs. The devil can't even take on embryonic humanity and beat us. And that's these people's God. A God that wants to kidnap and rape children? A God that wants to mutate children? A God that wants to kill humans and make us ugly because it's so insecure and pathetic? And that's the spirit of the world. It is the spirit of the devil. And whether you believe in the devil or not, the devil believes in you, and it is manifest. It is real. But there is no God. There is no nothing. We're on a planet. Nothing's fantastical. Play your video games. Play your VR. Play your fantasy football. Just don't be in the real world because it's not real. No, it's real. Your great-grandparents were real. You're real. Your children are real. Your husband's real. Your wife's real. Your experience is real. The stars are real. The moon's real. The fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the plants, it's all real. And they want to tell you that the computers and the virtual realities that they've created that are nothing but electricity, zeros and ones in a false system, a dream. They want to tell you a dream is real and make you believe the dream can deliver you into nirvana when it is the reality of the living dream. The genetic dream, the shared experience over space-time with our species, time-traveling through our genetic replications into the future. And no one will tell you any of this. The enemy hates me because I know the information. And the enemy's panicking because the information is being opened up now. And they're in a rush to try to get as many people into their meat grinder as they can, as many people into their Hollywood MSM sports combine. They said 30 years ago, by 2025, they'd have more combat robots and more combat aircraft that were autonomous drone working on AI algorithms than they would human. And the Pentagon is on schedule. Autonomous robots programmed by our loving friends who can't even contain their psychotic forms. Like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zucker, and the rest of these people. They have turned themselves over, and they are beast. And what does Zucker say about you? He goes, I can't believe the users trust me. They're so stupid. They're dumb effers. And he walks around glaring the most evil, weak, pathetic, fallen, golem-like creature with his own employees on their knees before him in giant ceremonies, and they don't even know they are on their knees bound and their souls gagged with hoods over their heads, being fed whatever he lets into the keyhole. And he walks like a god. You're no god, Zucker. You had to put them into a false reality so they would believe you were a god. You're not even a man. And God is going to break you. Know this, Zucker. You will never transcend. You will never. You will die like every other man. You will face the great judgment. You will be brought low. You will be brought down to be humble. You will be unified. You will be completed. You will be equalized. You will join everyone else. Every knee will bow, son. But for people like you, you're going to be crushed first. And all your arrogance will be pouring out. Everyone should hit their knees and thank God you're not associated with Zucker. Everyone should hit your knees and thank God you're not associated with Hastert. Everyone should hit their knees and thank God you're not associated with Nancy Pelosi or Prince Charles or Ted Turner. Everyone should thank God every minute you don't come from the filth of the earth. I have a lot of clips I need to get to. We all see the funder operation. Caveman, which is the very best, and it is the nation's bestseller now, bone broth formula from high quality chicken bones with the turmeric and the bee pollen and everything else integrated in. Everybody knows grandma said, eat your chicken noodle soup. Well, I mean, it's some ridiculous amount. Each serving's like, when it comes to the nutrients, you get some ridiculous amount of chicken soup bowls. I mean, it's just over the top. And that's not counting all the turmeric and the bee pollen and just all the rest of it. The chaga mushroom, InfoWarsLife.com is 25% off. Been sold out for months. I'm having to stop the specials on Brain Force because we're about to sell out of that. So 30% off is over on that. Free shipping and sends throughout the month. But Super Male, Super Female, Survival Shield X2, Secret 12, DNA Force, it's all 20 to 40% off. But that's going to have to end as well because Super Male and X2 is about to sell out. But it should just be a few weeks till more of that gets back in. But if you want to take advantage of those sales, they're about to end. But I said sales would go through the month of July. So I'm going to have next Monday or so another list of some of the other supplements that we do have in stock that'll be discounted for you next week. But thank you all for the support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, call toll-free some of the other distributors and places out there carry our stuff as well, but it's always best to get it through us because Amazon sells counterfeits, we know for a fact. But it's okay for Bezos to sell counterfeits from China of our products. Yeah, that's all right. See, Bezos, you know, anybody else sell supplements, they're evil and bad, but the anointed Bezos, and Zucker and all the rest of these people, let's worship people, great ones. Just thank you for your ugly spirits. You smell so bad. Just thank you for everything you are, you filth. Rotting maggots, self-propelled zombies. So we're going to go to break and come back, but when you do fund the operation, you are absolutely attacking the globalists viciously and savagely, but more important than funding us, pray for us and spread the articles and the videos because they block us on Google, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. They admit they're doing it. Google admits they've got multi-million dollar contracts out to block our news. It's just everywhere. But they can't stop you from spreading the links by hand and telling folks about the local affiliates and for just praying for us. And I'm praying for you. And we're all in this together. So you're amazing. You're incredible. I don't say that to build you up. You know it's true. If you love justice and you love God, we are one for eternity. We're already together. That's why the enemy hates us, because they can feel it. They can see it. They want to extinguish it because we're torturing them.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you.
If you leave me, I won't miss you.
I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back.
Girl, your memory.
Girl, your memory.
Won't ever haunt me.
Won't ever haunt me.
'Cause I don't love you.
'Cause I don't love you. Now
you'll buy that.
I got
some
oceanfront property in Arizona.
From my front porch.
From my front porch.
You know, in a way, if you're out there in Arizona in the desert, it does look like the ocean.
I got some oceanfront property.
Yellow gray ocean stretching out to infinity. Something very spiritual and magic about the desert. All right, let's get serious, because I want to take your phone calls in the next hour. Paul Joseph Watson's hosting the fourth, and I've got so many clips and so much news. I just committed to myself to start trying to cover more of the news, but it is fun to pontificate about intergalactic infestations, isn't it? Watch the media have fun with that. But then they always back off real quick, because everybody instinctively already knows, don't they? Before I go any further, let's get into El Presidente Trump. Totally delivered. I just tell the truth here. He's delivered on breaking the back of globalism, getting the economy going, optimism, so many things. The wall has begun in Texas. 63% decrease in illegals coming across. It was 40-something. It's incredible. But the Federal Reserve has announced they're going to massively start increasing interest rates in the next year, bigger than they had said. That started hurting the economy. That started cutting back factory orders. And that started hurting the dollar. And then they're trying to say, oh, look, Trump's whole agenda is in trouble if he can't repeal Obamacare right now. It took Obama 2 years to get it passed and then 4 more years to get it implemented. We've just been enjoying it the last 2 years, 2.5 years. The nightmare that is the can't keep your doctor, increased prices, big insurance companies laughing all the way to the bank. But Trump has come out and just said, listen, let the whole thing just fail. And he's absolutely right. And then let the states deal with it. Because we had problems before, just like with education, with so much government money in it, and it drove up prices. And now it's big government and big corporations controlling healthcare. It's even worse. The answer is just kill it. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
We've had a lot of victories, but we haven't had a victory in healthcare. We're disappointed. I am very disappointed because, again, even as a civilian, for 7 years I've been hearing about health care, and I've been hearing about repeal and replace, and Obamacare is a total disaster. Some states had over a 200% increase, a 200% increase in their premiums, and their deductibles are through the roof. It's an absolute disaster. And I think you'll also agree that I've been saying for a long time, let Obamacare fail and then everybody's going to have to come together and fix it and come up with a new plan and a plan that's really good for the people with much lower premiums, much lower costs, and much better protection. I've been saying that, Mike, I think you'll agree, for a long time. Let Obamacare fail. It'll be a lot easier. And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail. We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it?
He's amazing.
Or how do we come up with a new plan?
He said when he got inaugurated, he said, it's the right thing to do. They own it, but I'm going to try to repeal it. But if they block me with the Republican establishment, then they're going to own it, but I'm going to do my best to repeal it. And he worked with Rand Paul and others to get a better bill. The first version was bad. Second wasn't good. Third was a lot better. They won't do it. You own it then. And then it'll just absolutely fall apart, rape people into 2018. The Democrats wanted it. Democratic voters will get the gang raping they wanted. And then we'll have another landslide and get a bunch of patriots in and replace that sucker. But you want to get raped, you're going to get raped. He tried his best. But you don't want it, so now you get the gang raping.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell.